morning. Man, you're a fine-looking group. Aren't you kind of happy that we got that building permit? Yeah, isn't that great? Boy, it's a long time coming. And I just wanted to add to what Clyde was saying is the one thing that we've realized through this whole process is that slowing down ends up saving us a ton of money, and going fast costs us. So it's going to be a little bit before Harold can get started down there, but we need to work on some of the drawings and that kind of thing. So keep your prayers up. And when Harold goes down there, that thing's going to go up in a couple months. He's pretty fast at it, and we'll have that shell. He'll hand us the keys, and then we'll start working on the inside. So it'll be really neat to see that happen. So anyhow, that was exciting for us. And I just would like to have you show your appreciation in a second. I want to tell you why. Clyde has had a part-time job getting this done. And this last week, he was in the county. He was at the fire department. He is all over the place trying to get this done. And we're calling each other. And I just appreciate our brother's willingness to take that time out and do that, because he's got to earn money for his own family and that kind of thing. And yet, he spends a good part-time job getting this done. And if we hadn't had Clyde, I don't know what we would have done. So will you show your appreciation for him? Thank you, Clyde. Thank you. Thank you. I also want to take the opportunity, obviously this is Kids Day, so let's show appreciation to our teachers who teach our kids the Word of God, huh? Thank you, all of you. All right, and then we want to make one other announcement, and that is next week is Rally Day. We're going to have tables set up. You can take a look at different life groups that you want to join, so be ready, be prepared for that for tomorrow. All right, now I want all the kids up here. All of you kids, and Mega Kids, and I want you up here, and you can just, no, I want you to sit down, okay, because I'm going to be telling you a story in a little bit. Just sit anywhere you want, right up front here, or you can even sit on the floor if you want. That's fine. Okay? There we go. Come on. There we go. There we go. Good. Good. Give me a little room to stand. There you go. All right, good. All right, good. This is our future. All right, I'm going to ask you guys. Now, I know you guys are just going to watch him, but this is actually going to be for the kids. Okay, can you handle that? And so you'll probably get a little something out of it. But I have a couple stories for the kids, or one major story. First of all, who is Luke? Raise your hand if you know who Luke is. Okay? Writers? Yeah, that's right. He's one of the writers of the Bible. And do you know that Luke traveled with the Apostle Paul the whole time? And he wrote about it, and he wrote the book of Acts, and he wrote the Gospel of Luke. That's pretty cool, isn't it? And then, who's Demas? Anybody know who Demas is? Any adult know who Demas is? Huh?
A physician.
No, Dr. Luke. Luke is a physician, okay? Now, do you know what...
I tried.
Yeah, you tried, okay. There's a good reason why you don't know who Demas is, okay? But Luke was a doctor. He was a physician. That means he was a medical doctor. So he would help people with their illnesses. A lot of missionaries do that today. There's doctors that go out as missionaries, and they help take care of some of the problems. And so Luke did that. But Demas, we don't know very much about Demas. In fact, he's only mentioned three times in the New Testament. And, you know, in thinking about Demas and thinking about Luke, and this is going to sound funny, I think about how sometimes I really kind of don't think about God that much in my life. There's certain periods where I go through, and I'll begin to pray, and then pretty soon I'm thinking, wow, look at the bird. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you know? Do you sometimes try to pray and you kind of open your eyes and you think about other things? Do you do that? Come on. I know you do. all of us, everybody here, if I asked them, they would raise their hand and say, yeah, we do that once in a while, because that's just normal. But, you know, and I don't even think God minds that too much, but the thing is that we're going to talk about Luke, Dr. Luke, and Demas, because Demas had a little bit harder problem than that. Now, Demas was Luke's friend, and he was Paul's friend, and he helped Paul, and so did Luke. And, you know, they may have gone around, and they may have taught the kids, just like we're teaching you today. So we can call him Dr. Luke, can't we? Because he was a real doctor, okay? But he didn't have a doctor's office, do you know that? He just traveled around, they set up a tent, and he would do a little bit of medical practice, and that was a lot of fun. And then they travel with Paul. Now, who's Paul? Can anybody tell me who Paul is? Okay. Okay, so he led people to Christ, and he was a Christian, and he helped Christianize the whole world, didn't he? Yeah, he was quite a guy, and he went to all the Gentiles. You know what a Gentile is? It's anybody that's not a Jew. And he went to all the nations and talked to everybody and really spread Christianity. It was a pretty neat deal to all the people in the world. Now, the other guy's name is Demas. And like I said, we don't know not much about him. He's mentioned in a little tiny letter called Philemon. And he's mentioned in Colossians, a book that we're teaching here now. And I want you to turn to 2 Timothy 4:9, parents. Okay, and kids, we have it up there, if you can read, okay. Verse 9 says, and it's talking about Timothy, "Be diligent to come to me quickly, for Demas has forsaken me." Now, do you know what forsaken means? It means that he took off without permission. He left, and he left Paul, and he left Dr. Luke, and he never came back, and he says, "Having loved this present world, has departed for Thessalonica, and only Luke is with me." So Paul ends up in this city called Rome. And do you know where Rome's at? Anybody know where Rome's at? You forgot? Okay. Italy, that's right. And they ended up in Italy, but Demas took off and he kind of quit Christianity. He quit reading his Bible. He quit praying. He had kind of a tough time. So I'm going to tell you a story that kind of talks about Dr. Luke and about Demas, okay? And I want to tell you the story about the Good Samaritan. Now, some of you have parents here who've heard this story from me before, because years ago I used to teach the kids and I tell this story. And it's a really neat story, because it's a story about how there was a road from Jerusalem. Now, Jerusalem is where King David was at, and then pretty soon it was real near where Jesus was born. And these people used to walk on this road. It was one road, and they'd walk back and forth. Yeah.
We have this Bible thing that we could listen in the car, and it has Noah and the Ark.
Yeah. And the Bible stories. And this, did you hear the Good Samaritan before? Okay, you're going to love this story. So one day, this guy's walking along the road, and he's going between Jericho and Jerusalem, and he's going up through the mountains. But you know, there was always a problem with this road. There's a lot of big rocks, and there were some bad people. And some bad people sometimes would go, and they would steal things. Now, do you know what stealing is? Can you tell me what stealing is? Okay. Okay, taking away something that's not somebody else's. That's good. That's a real good definition. We'll put that in Webster, okay? Taking something that isn't yours, right? And so this man was walking along, but he didn't know it, but there were these two bad guys behind a rock. And they're waiting, and they're waiting for somebody, and they keep listening. And so the one bad guy says to the other one, he says, "Now listen, if somebody comes by this road, then I'm going to go to the right, and you're going to go to the left, and we're going to tackle him, and we're going to beat him up and kill him, and we're going to take his jacket, and we're going to take his food, and we're going to take his donkey, and we're going to run like crazy and with his money." Were these pretty good guys? No. Were they pretty bad? Yeah. And so pretty soon, off in the distance, we could hear, and they heard this whistle. And they said, here comes somebody. So they got down behind this rock and they said, okay, let's get ready to go. And pretty soon this man comes up and pretty soon he's in front of the rock and he says, now remember, you go to the right, I'll go to the left. He said, no! And they ran around the rock and they tackled the guy and they pulled him off of his donkey and they beat him. And they one guy found a stick and he hit him with the stick and hurt his arm and hurt his leg. And this guy's crying out and he's thinking, what's happening? And pretty soon he takes his jacket and he takes his money bag and he takes his donkey and he takes his food and off they go running down the hill laughing. Ah, ha, ha, look what we got from the guy. But what happened to the man that was on the donkey? He's laying on the road and he's going, oh, my arm, huh? My arm hurts and my leg hurts and my chest and I've gotten beat up and I can't move. And so he said, man, I just hope somebody comes along this road. And pretty soon, it's about an hour, and pretty soon he hears this. And he hears somebody whistling coming up the road. And he thinks, oh, maybe they'll help me. And so the guy gets over the road, and guess what? It's the preacher. The preacher man's coming over the hill, and he goes, oh, please help me, Mr. Preacher. My arms hurt, and I think my leg might be broken, and I'm bleeding, and my ribs hurt, and I can't stand up. And the preacher said, what happened to you? And he said, I got beat up and hurt and some robbers took my money and took my donkey and I have no way to get home. Can you help me? And the preacher looked at his watch and said, you know what? If I was to do that, I'm going to miss prayer meeting. I got to lead the prayer meeting. So he just went around on the inside and he said, besides, you're dirty and your clothes are torn. And I'm not going to touch you. And so he went around the other side because he wanted to keep his clothes clean for church. Was that the right thing for him to do?
No.
No. And he walked on down the hill. And so the man thought, oh, no, if the preacher won't help me, who will? And so a little bit later in the distance, we hear this. And somebody starts coming up the hill and they're whistling. And pretty soon, all of a sudden, it comes over the... And guess what? It's a leader in the church. And he thinks, okay, maybe the preacher was busy, but maybe he can help me. And he says, oh, please, my arms hurt, and my leg, I think my leg's broken, and these guys beat me up and took my food and my money and my jacket and my donkey. And the guy goes, what happened? He says, you're dirty. Man, you've been rolling around on the ground. He says, no, you don't understand. I got beat up. And he said, you know what? Have you seen the preacher go by? And the guy said, well, yeah, I did, but I need some help. And he says, oh, no, he's going to be mad at me if I don't get to the prayer meeting. And off down the hill he ran. Now, did he do the right thing as a Christian? No. No, he should have helped him, huh? And a lot of times we need to help people, don't we, And we need to think about that because we need to, what did Jesus say? To love one another, right? So pretty soon it's starting to get dark. Yeah?
When my friends get hurt, I help them.
Oh, when your friends get hurt, you help them. How many of you help your friends when they get hurt? Oh, man, that's great. Because it wouldn't be good if we didn't, huh? So anyhow, it's starting, the sun's setting, it's starting to get a little bit dark, and he's thinking, oh, no, what am I going to do? And off in the distance, he could hear, oh, oh. What do you think that was? A coyote? Yeah. Or, and a wolf, maybe, up in the mountains. And he's thinking, oh, no, they're going to eat me. They're going to come and get me and eat me. And so pretty soon in the distance, he can hear a... And he realized, oh, somebody's coming. And pretty soon the guy comes up over the rise, and as soon as he sees him, it's his enemy. It's his enemy. It's the guy on the other side, the guy that hates him. And so he thinks, oh no, what am I going to do? And so he gets really quiet, and he thinks, maybe I should just kind of roll into the weeds because this guy will kill me for sure. And he starts rolling, but when he rolls over his broken leg, and what do you think happened? He moaned. He went, oh, ow, ow. And his enemy, his name was, he was from a country called Samaria. And he's the Samaritan, and he said, "What happened to you?" And he said, "Please, please don't kill me. I've been robbed, and I hurt. My arm hurts, and my leg, I think, is broken. They took my jacket, and my food, and my money, and my donkey. Please don't kill me." And he said, "Oh, I won't kill you." And he ran to his donkey, and he got some water out of his canteen, and he tore up his shirt into bandages, and he washed his sores and put the bandages on his arms and his leg and on his head where he had some cuts, and he put him on his donkey, and he kind of strapped him to the donkey because the guy was pretty weak and had to be carried on the donkey. And he led him down until he found a motel. And he went into the motel manager and said, "I'm going to put this guy up in a room for 2 or 3 days so he can heal, and I'll be back this way in 3 days, and if he's not healed, I'll pay more and keep him in there." Now, did he do what a Christian should do? Yeah, he did. He was a good Christian. Yeah, that's right. And so we learn this story and we realize what loving one another is. And what do you think what loving one another is?
Loving my mom
and my dad. Yeah, that's right. And we love each other. And so we look at that story and we realize the moral of the story is that God tells us to love one another and to act like a Christian. And did Demas do that? Do you remember about Demas? He quit. He quit. You know that there are adults out there that go to church for a long time and then they just decide they're going to quit? That's kind of crazy, isn't it? Because we love Jesus, don't we? Do you love Jesus? Do you? Are you bored? Huh? Oh, okay. All right. Okay. All right. So we see that Dr. Luke is just like the Samaritan. He helps people, and he helps them when they're sick. And yet Demas is not like the other preacher and the church leader that just went on, who didn't do what they were supposed to do. And God says, love one another. So let me ask you a question now. Do you love one another? Do you? Do you show love to each other? Okay, so who would you like to be? Like Luke or like Demas? Oh, you're not very loud. Who would you like to be? Like Luke or... Oh, Luke? Who?
Luke.
Okay, well, let me ask your mom and dad because they may not have the same answer as you. Mom and dad, who would you like to be? Luke or Demas?
Luke.
Okay, because if you were Demas, your name would be in the Bible and it wouldn't be very good. That would be kind of a drag, wouldn't it, to be the guy that didn't do the right thing in the Bible that goes for 2,000 years and people are reading about this and your name's in there and you didn't do very good because you didn't hang in there with our Lord Jesus Christ. That would be a drag. Dr. Luke stayed faithful to the ministry. Demas did not stay faithful. He quit. And you know, one of the things that we have to think about, parents, is that we have to decide that we're going to end as well as we start. And so many people start well, but they don't end very well, do they? That's really true. So let me close with this. When it comes to Christianity, it's not always easy, is it? It's not always easy to be a Christian, is it? Because sometimes people say things and do things that hurt us. And you know, with Paul, you know what? The very book we're studying, the book of Colossians, those people finally faded out and went away against Paul. And to this day, there is no church of Colossae as a result of that. They got tangled up in their jobs and sports and recreation and trying to please themselves, and they forgot to be Christians. Are you going to forget to be Christians? Huh? No, that wouldn't be very good, would it? Boy, what if I forgot to come on Sunday morning and I told my wife, "You know what? I just don't want to be a Christian anymore. I just think I'm going to stay home and forget it." Wouldn't that be kind of weird for the preacher to do that? And yet all of us are the same way, huh? Yeah. So the question I have for you parents, have you forgotten to love? Have you forgotten to love the unlovable? Those people out there that are a little bit tough, that don't quite look like you, that don't quite talk like you talk, have you forgotten to love them? You know, I thought about this and thought about this, and I thought, you know, with our kids here, these kids are learning the Bible and that kind of thing, but you know what's going to happen? If you fade out, they're going to fade out. And you know what's going to happen? If you stay faithful, they're going to stay faithful. And they're going to grow. And I look at these different layers of people in the church, and I see them growing. We have a bunch of young men that are standing up, and I think they're going to end up taking over this church one day. And it's real neat to see them, but every one of their family are faithful. Every one of their families hang in there. And I look at it, and I think, you know, it's so easy to start out well. It's so easy to be excited for a while. But as time goes, and as people offend us, as people do things, people say things, and then all of a sudden we decide, you know what, I've had enough, and we quit. Am I talking to you this morning? Is what I'm saying make sense to you, that you may have some offenses in your life, that people might have said some things that have discouraged you, or somebody's done something, and or maybe you've done something in your life, and you're sitting in your chair and you're thinking, you know what, I've got tangled up in sin, and now I'm kind of questioning whether there's a God anymore. Because that's what we do, right? We blame it on God. And I'm making a call to you this morning. If you're that person, will you return? Will you let go of the offense? Will you forgive? Will you be a Luke rather than a Demas? Let's pray. Father, we thank you.